Now, Yemen's Shia Houthis reject the president's offer of a national unity government and his decision to partially restore fuel subsidies. Earlier, Yemeni officials said President Abrahim Mansour Hadi will appoint a new prime minister within a week, but a spokesman for the Houthis has called on Yemenis to hold new protests against what he called corruption. Anti-government protests, including Shia Houthis, have held daily protests across Yemen over the past weeks, demanding the government stand down. Security forces have on numerous occasions used force against protests, but this has failed to end the unrest. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in Sana'a, Yusuf Mori. Yusuf, why is it that the Shia Houthis are rejecting the president's offer of a national unity government?
Well, in general, the Houthis basically feel that this new peace initiative passed by President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, they feel that it's a trap and that it's just another deception and a trick by Yemen's opposition parties and those who are empowered to basically deviate the revolution which is taking place right now. They basically feel that the Yemeni government the current political officials who are in power will basically do anything to get these protesters to withdraw from their sit-ins and to end their anti-government rallies, which have basically put the Yemeni government on the edge of a precipice as the protesters continue to push for its downfall. They basically rejected this initiative because it's, according to Ali Nasser al-Bukhaiti, a Houthi prominent official, this initiative does not meet the demands of the people. And what he means by that is especially regarding the price cut of 15%. The fuel price was at 4,000 Yemeni riyal. It has been cut down to 3,500 Yemeni riyal. This is simply not enough to satisfy the Yemeni people. And also, in regards to the formation of a new Yemeni government, the Houthis basically want guarantees that this Yemeni government will not be established based on the peace initiative deal, which was signed in Saudi Arabia back in 2011 between Ali Abdullah Saleh and members of Yemen's opposition. Ali Nasser al-Bukhaiti, the Houthi official, he told me that that the formation of a new Yemeni government is actually a positive step in the right direction. However, a lot of changes have to be made in order for this new government to represent the demands of the Yemeni people and to be established upon national partnership and more importantly, for this Yemeni government to be established without any type of foreign meddling in Yemen's political affairs. The Houthis also raise the notion that Western powers are trying to preserve their interest here in Yemen through political factions who are basically loyal to the West and loyal to the interest of foreign nations and not of that of the Yemeni people. So basically, they want guarantees that this new Yemeni government will be sincere and will not have its hands full of Western meddling, which is the case in within this current transitional Yemeni government. So we can expect to see more anti-government rallies hit the streets. The Houthis have actually called on all their supporters to take to the streets tomorrow morning to basically officially declare the rejection of this new initiative and to also declare that they will continue their revolution until corruption and Western intervention no longer exists in Yemeni politics.
All right. Press TV's Yusuf Mori reporting from Sana'a. Thanks, Yusuf.